I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Health Commissioner Mark Levine says Vermont continues to see high COVID infection numbers. Today, the state reported 174 more cases compared to 102 on Thursday. Levine says that comparatively few of these new cases are from outbreaks, like those that have hit nursing homes. Instead, he says people are catching the virus from individuals who have the disease.
Only one in four had an unknown source of exposure. This tells us that so far, people are more likely to get COVID-19 through close contact to another person who has the virus, and less likely for their infection to be associated with an outbreak.
Levine says the percent of those tested who are positive remains at 2.5%. About 90% of eligible staff at Vermont's largest hospital have received the COVID-19 vaccine, according to the facility's top official. University of Vermont Medical Center President Stephen Leffler says the hospital hoped to inoculate nearly 7,200 staffers in the initial rollout of the vaccine.
As of today, more than 6,500 of those chose to be vaccinated. That's amazingly encouraging.
The state is beginning the next phase of its mass vaccination effort next week. Starting on Monday, Vermonters 75 and older will be able to sign up to get the shot. And President Joe Biden has fired a Vermont-based attorney from the National Labor Relations Board, appointed by President Trump in 2017, who refused to resign. Peter Robb is from Windham County. According to the news outlet Bloomberg Law, Robb, quote, pushed an aggressive pro-business agenda at the Labor Board. The forecast tonight, mostly cloudy with snow showers, lows in the mid-single digits to lower teens. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.